Welcome. It's a new week and a new theme, contribution. We're obviously living in a very different moment in history. My dad is Italian. His parents were from Venice, Italy. I still have family in Venice. I have a cousin who owns a hotel in Venice. As you know, they've basically quarantined all of northern Italy. So my cousin said everybody has basically canceled their reservations at his hotel. This is his business. He has young children. As you might imagine, he is stressed. And in this state of isolation, quarantine, diminishing public gatherings, it's very isolating. It's easy to get caught in that track of thinking, I better be careful, I better lock it down, I better stay away. Or you can ride a very different current and be part of the solution, the healing, the contribution. You feel these opposing currents in every part of our society. For instance, this morning, my wife hollers from the other room, the stock market plunged. They just shut down the stock market. Meanwhile, I'm on the couch with the kids watching Mickey Mouse cartoons. Bright colors, innocent messages. We need more of that right now. Bright colors, innocent messages. I choose to go in that direction. Not that it makes the dark stuff go away, but we don't have to get stuck in the dark stuff. We're living in a time where one sneeze can change everything. And there are two ways to see that. The ancient philosopher Maimonides said, each person must view herself and the entire world as being half merits and half guilty. If she does one single good deed, she can tip the scale and bring deliverance to the entire world. One single deed. I want to ask you this week, how can you do one good deed? How can you add more light and humanity in a time where people are locking their doors? It may not be apparent to you this moment, but the next person you come across who needs help, can you really show up in a way you might not normally show up? For instance, this lady in Phoenix, she reached out to me. She wrote a book. She's never written a book before, so she's got this manuscript. And she asked if I could help her, put her in touch with my publisher. Honestly, a part of me was sort of rushed to meet with her. Let's just get it over with. I mean, I can be that guy sometimes. But in this world, in these conditions, I want to be part of the solution. I want to show up instead of lock down. So I met with this lady and I offered to put her in touch with my editor, my publisher. But more than anything, I just wanted to be really enthusiastic for her, to send her the biggest wave of positivity that I could possibly muster. The next person who asks you for help, can you show up instead of lockdown? Of course, to do that, we have to shift out of this channel of caution and fear and into this channel of loving contribution. So let's do that. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. And can you feel any way that the tentacles of the world have dug into you, have dug into your thoughts, something that's on your mind? Can you untangle from that? Can you feel any way that the tentacles of the world have dug into your body, a way that you're holding on to tension? Can you untangle from that? Can you release? And imagine, if you will, that you're a light in your most relaxed and free state. You're shining at the brightest. Let's call that a 10. And in your busiest and most overwhelmed state, you're dim. Let's call that a 2. Right now, can you turn up your light? If all you contribute is just to be the warmest, kindest, most human version of you, that's amazing, and that stands out now more than ever. Turn up your light. Untangle from the fear and the tension. Stand in the opening. Put your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. Inhale through the right hand on the belly. Exhale through the left hand on the heart. Inhale through the right hand on the belly. Exhale through the left hand on the heart. Every time you inhale, quietly repeat, "My mind is open." Every time you exhale, "My heart is free." Inhale, "My mind is open." Exhale, "My heart is free." For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to turn up your light. Inhale, "My mind is open." Exhale, "My heart is free." Inhale, "My mind is open." Exhale, "My heart is free." coming back to the moment. Just thinking of my cousin in Venice, Italy, under quarantine, lockdown, everybody canceled their hotel reservations. We can all get caught in that track of thinking, I better be careful, I better lock it down, I better stay away. Or you can ride a very different current and be part of the solution, the healing, the contribution. The next person who asks for help, can you, can I show up instead of lockdown? Of course, we first have to shift out of that channel of caution and fear and shift into that channel of loving contribution. Turn up your light. If that's all you contribute, is just to be the warmest, kindest, most human version of you, that's amazing. And it stands out now more than ever. The key here, untangle from the tension and fear. On the inhale, my mind is open. On the exhale, my heart is free. See you tomorrow. Peace.